As we've talked about many times, a race with national implications is the 5th District here in Connecticut. Jahana Hayes running again against Republican George Logan. And, you know, I think Congresswoman Hayes will join us next week. We have Mr. Logan on now. Good morning, George. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Brian. Good morning to you and all your listeners out there.
How's the trail? How you been?
Oh, things have been great. You know, I'm so energized, you know, by the volunteers I have working for me. And they're just doing their great job each and every day. I've been out knocking on doors as often as I can, talking to voters, going to events, hearing them out on issues, you know. As you know, the last campaign came down to the wire, right? We came up by just 2,000 votes short, and I'm determined to never let that happen again. You know, Washington is broken, and people want change.
You know, obviously, cost of living and immigration are two, you know, strong issues for Republicans across the country to run on. What other issues are resonating with people in Connecticut?
Well, listen, first and foremost, what I hear on a regular basis when I go around the district, the number one thing is affordability. I mean, that's it. I mean, you can cut it many different ways, right? In terms of, I hear about groceries. I hear about gas prices being higher and folks making decisions between whether to buy groceries or put gas in the car to go to work. I'm hearing a lot about the cost of housing, whether you're renting or whether you're making mortgage payments. Story after story of young adults still living at home with their parents because they can't afford to live on their own. My parents came to the United States from Guatemala and worked hard in factory jobs and office administrative work to put me through school and give me the opportunity for a better education and a better job. And, you know, right now I'm running for Congress because too many people, it's getting harder and harder to provide these opportunities for their families. So these are the kind of things I'm hearing about on a regular basis. You know, I also hear a lot, as you mentioned, about the southern border.
What about, like, this energy price issue in Connecticut? Obviously, yeah. We had huge price spikes. What do you think can be done to ameliorate this issue?
Well, I mean, I certainly think that the state legislature and the governor, I think it's on their radar now, right? And it's on a priority list. I hear that often, too, when I'm knocking on doors. And the state legislature, I think the governor need to get together and see what they can do to, tamper down the effects, right?
So no specific thoughts on what the state could or should do?
Well, I mean, there's certainly that community benefits portion of the bill. Perhaps those costs can be stretched out over a longer period of time, if that's the case, or perhaps that portion of it can be taken up by some other portion of the budget, right? I know we're operating at a surplus, but that's for the governor and the state legislature to handle, and hopefully they handle that in post-haste.
George Logan, Republican candidate for Congress in the 5th District, joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, there are some macro national issues. You know, if you were in Congress, the spending bill that, didn't make it, there was an attachment about voter ID, and some Republicans, voted with Democrats, and it didn't pass through. Where do you stand on something like a national voter ID bill that some Republicans, maybe a majority of Republicans in Congress, support?
Look, Washington is broken and it needs to be fixed. My focus is going to be on ending Washington's reckless spending through unified budgets and other responsible fiscal practices. I want to see more bipartisanship in Washington. I want to make sure that we focus on things like cutting taxes. I want to make sure that we look at things like, I've mentioned to folks, over and over again, I say, well, how are you going to do that? And I say, well, one area, for example, let's start with the salt tax, right? Removing the state and local tax deduction has been a disaster for Connecticut families. And I want to support efforts from folks like Congressman Mike Lawler in New York to provide relief for high tax states like Connecticut. And I can tell you this one thing, more costly government policies that make everything more expensive have not worked. And I won't support that. In terms of our border, in terms of election and integrity, I mean, certainly I want to make sure that our elections are fair and that folks have confidence. And when I get down to Washington, right, God willing, I win this election, I'm going to work on a bipartisan basis to try to work with the leadership in the House. That means both Republicans and Democrats in the House to make sure that we give folks the confidence in our voting system.
there are, you know, a lot of, you know, as a person of color, you well know there's historically been a lot of roadblocks put up for voting. And that's where this issue of voter ID is an issue. Voter ID. Do you think it should be required of people to vote?
I certainly think it's something that should be considered. I don't believe that identification in 2024 is a roadblock for people in the 5th congressional district. It's certainly something I'd be willing to look at and consider in some sort of practical way that doesn't, you know, in any way hamper or impede people's ability to actually vote. You know, my focus is here in the 5th congressional district. And when I get to Washington again, I'm going to take a look at proposals that are put forth before me and see what the impact is going to be for the voters in the 5th congressional district.
Yeah, you know, we're talking with George Logan, Republican candidate for Congress in the 5th district. I did this with Erin Stewart out of New Britain earlier this morning. You know, if she does run for governor, you know, I was like, here are the issues you got to deal with. Give me your take on X, Y, and Z. And I asked the same exact questions to Congresswoman Hayes next week. You know, in terms of what's happening overseas, international instability, my focus right now, a lot of it is on what's going on with Israel. And I'm just curious, you know, you will have to have an opinion on this if you serve in Congress. Is the United States' role here, are we handling it well? What's your stance on supporting Israel and what's going on with both Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I certainly support our biggest ally in the Middle East, Israel. And I certainly support helping Ukraine stave off, I believe, the unwarranted attack on their nation. I'm a strong believer in peace through strength and strength of our military, strength of our economy, strength of our convictions, right, and our commitment to freedom. There is no doubt that America is weaker today than it has been in decades, and that weakness has emboldened our enemies with disastrous effects, right? I do believe that President Biden's policies have failed. When it comes to Israel, I believe that we must remain steadfast in our support of Israel's right to self-defense. You know, we need calls for releasing hostages, you know, not calls for ceasefire. I'm deeply, deeply troubled by my opponent's track record and continued association with known anti-Semitic groups and members of Congress and her track record of voting against Israel's ability to defend itself. Again, I see our place on the world stage diminished by perceived weakness. I look at how Iran has been handled by this administration, and it's been terrible. Putin's invasion, right, going to Ukraine, you mentioned Ukraine. Putin's invasion of Ukraine is, you know, as I mentioned, an unprovoked attack of war on a sovereign nation. We stand with the people suffering and pray for their safety and for peace, and we must hold Russia accountable and swiftly. You know, my opponent blames inflation on the war in Ukraine and global supply chain issues, but says nothing about excessive spending packages that she supported 100% of the time. We need to make sure that we stay focused on our economy here at home. We need to make sure that we stay focused on supporting our allies abroad. And there are other parts of the world too, right? Whether you're talking about, you know, whether it's Africa, you know, whether you're looking at South Korea, in terms of making sure that we have systems safe, when taking a look at Taiwan. There's so much. And I think on all of these issues, the Biden-Harris administration has failed us, and their allies in Congress, like my opponent, are culpable for the disaster that we're seeing both here with our economy and abroad.
George, thanks for answering the tough questions. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Brian. Much appreciated. All right. Take care, everybody. Be safe out there.